You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the man just said there, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 4:07 PM. We are in the last hour of the show, and I'm going to the phones right now to bring on a friend of mine, somebody who I have a great deal of respect for. He serves in the Alabama State Senate, State Senator Larry Stutz, who serves from Senate District 6, which includes like Colbert, Franklin, parts of Marion, I believe, Lawrence, and Lauderdale counties, all right here in the listening area. Listen, he's one of the only guys I know who is a medical doctor, an OBGYN. He's also a veterinarian. So he can birth your babies and your puppies. But right now, he's also one of the most conservative members of the Alabama Senate. And so I'm glad to bring him on right now. Senator Stutz, how you doing today, man?
Been great, Phil. Glad to talk to you.
Well, glad to talk to you, man. And you've got your hands full down there, I know, because there's times when being a conservative member of the body is not always easy. But you've been fighting the fight on this gas tax issue. I've got an article right here from AL.com that says that right now, most Alabama officials are pretty quiet on suspending the gas tax, even though many other states are already doing it. What are you hearing on this? And I know you got a bill about it too, don't you?
Well, the bill that I filed simply did away with the automatic increase. I personally would be in favor of putting some type of moratorium on the gas tax for a period of time. And you know how the process here works. I really don't think that will happen. I don't think that my bill's going to go anywhere. You know, some of our Senate colleagues are concerned about filing of the bill, honestly. And, you know, I had no intent to make it hard on any of them. I simply voted against. That was one of the main reasons I voted against the gas tax originally, was I was opposed to the automatic increase, and I still am. And so I thought, well, we could abolish that from the law, and you know, well, the gas tax is the law now, and I don't think we're going to be repealing it anytime soon. So I thought we could improve it and not have it automatically going up, but you know, like I said, that bill's not going to go anywhere this session.
But, yeah, Larry. So that is one of the problems,
and still is my intent.
That's one of my questions with the gas taxes is how do they ever stop it when it goes up? Potentially, it could go up a penny every 2 years. I mean, we could be 20 years from now and looking at gas being at least 10 cents more a gallon just because of taxes. We're already at 28 cents on the gallon. 10 cents of right. That is brand new tax. That you're right. You're one of the few that did vote against it, and we appreciate that. But that being said, there's other states right now that are talking about at least freezing things.
As it is now, it is simply raising taxes ought to be hard, painful, deliberate, and somebody ought to have to vote on it. And I felt that way then and still do. So that was why I filed the bill. And but like I said, it's not going to go anywhere this year.
Yeah, I'm seeing right now that it's still stuck in committee. You dropped that thing, several weeks ago, and it's not even come out of committee yet. Am I right?
Right. And you know how the process works. And, you know, we have, after today, we have 8 more legislative days. And,
well,
you know, it's a minimum of 5 days, and the committee that it got assigned to is not meeting this week. So,
yeah,
you know, it's gone there to die.
Yeah, that's handwriting's on the wall. Well, let me ask you, though, about the possibility of freezing the gas tax, like at least putting a suspension on it. We're hearing that Georgia, Maryland, Michigan, and several other states, even California, is proposing this. Is there any thought right now, or is there any movement within the body to actually, I don't know, maybe give folks a little relief during this major inflation period we're in?
Well, that subject has been discussed, and right now it doesn't seem to have much traction in the Senate, but I'm going to bring it back up to the Senate leadership.
And, well, I would hope so.
I'm 100% in favor of doing that, and I think maybe 6 months, even if we didn't suspend all 28 cents, maybe 25 cents. I think Virginia did it for a year. I think they suspended all their motor fuel tax for a year. But, you know, there may be some middle ground there, but I'm certainly in favor of the concept. When I left home this morning, I filled my pickup up with gas, and it was $132 to fill it up.
Wow. Wow.
So, well, I mean, I was on empty, but still, $132 to fill it up.
Well, listen, I don't know what the hang up is. I mean, it's not like the other members of the body don't have to fill up their tanks too. I mean, my only concern has been they don't want to put a suspension of a gas tax on because it might remind people during an election year that they're the ones who helped raise the tax. So maybe they're avoiding having their name attached to something on the front end and back end of a tax increase. But right now, if you can look at Democrat states like California giving this serious thought, you would think that a totally red state with a supermajority of Republicans could at least give this some public debate. If they don't do it, well, at least debate it and see where it goes.
Yeah. I feel, as you know, you and I basically always agreed when you were in the Senate a few years ago, and we agree completely on that. I would like to debate the issue and I think it's a logical thing to do. You know, in the concept as conservatives that we have is we do away with that. Well, the money doesn't go away. It just goes back to our constituents who turn around and spend it. And the money is still in the economy. It's not like you do away with the gas tax and that money just disappears.
That's right.
It simply puts it back in the hand of consumers.
That's exactly right. And it gives them the sense that somebody in a position of authority actually cares. Well, listen, Larry, in about the 3 or 4 minutes we got left, I'd like to ask you the gambling bill. You know that API, where I'm still affiliated, totally opposes that bill for a variety of reasons. Mostly not just because of gambling. We do oppose that too, but we oppose the way it was written, the monopoly that it gives to bad actors, the oversight, the growth of government, all that kind of stuff. Where is that bill right now? I heard it might have even come to the floor today, but it doesn't look like it's going to, I guess, at this point. What are you hearing?
It's not going to today, but I don't know. I expect we will see it possibly Thursday. I don't know that. I'm not in charge of the calendar, but I think we're going to see it pretty soon, you know, and I'm equally opposed to it for probably a lot of the same reasons that you are. I think it takes advantage of people's ignorance. It takes advantage of the least among us. I mean, there are biblical principles that make it wrong. And then specifically with this bill, you're right. It rewards the people that have been breaking the law. The people that have had the bingo parlors and that have had the gambling going on in various counties, you're giving them a franchise now.
Yeah. Giving them an outright
so it
monopoly.
It really makes it just counterproductive to say, well, we're going to pass a law that helps the people that have already been breaking the law. So, I'm against the whole concept of the gambling.
Now, I'm hearing Larry that Albright, Senator Albright, who's sponsoring the bill, has been struggling to get his votes. He has to have 21 votes to get this thing through. Do you think he has 21 at this point?
I've asked him about that, and I asked him last week how many votes he had, and he said he thought he was up to 47.
In the House, maybe.
The last number I've heard is that it's in the low 20s, so it may have the votes to get out of the Senate, but probably not enough votes for cloture.
Yeah,
you know, if we don't pit one side against the other for cloture, as you know, we have historically not done.
Well,
you know, he may have enough Democrat votes to help pass it, but not enough solid Republican votes to vote cloture to let it debate. So.
Anyway. Well, speaking of which, I hear the chimes in the background, so I know you got a vote to go make. But And yeah, we're up against a breakdown anyway.
I apologize for my hesitancy in talking. I've been getting the feedback on my phone the whole time we've been talking, so I've been hearing myself twice.
Oh, well, I apologize for that. Every once in a while that happens to some of our callers. But, well, listen, Larry, thank you for what you do. We appreciate your service to the state, and we're up against a break right now anyway, but we'd like to have you on again as things develop, and you have a great day, my friend.
Love to, Phil. Miss seeing you down here, and thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you, brother. You take care. All right, folks, okay, that was State Senator Larry Stutz from Senate District 6 right here in the northwest part of the state in our listening area, who's telling you he's down there fighting the fight. He's got a gas tax repeal to work that issue. He's got the support, at least of a few, to fight for a freeze on the gas tax for right now. And, oh, by the way, he's against this, you know, omnibus gambling bill, all of which is still ongoing, a saga that has yet to be fully written. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll come back and talk about that and some more when we get back.